This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's the drive.
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive.
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Way to drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood, Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee. Let's go for a little ride.
Weather brought to you by Illini, and it's snowing. Or it's not snowing, but it snowed.
There is snow.
You know, that was... I don't like snow. I don't like winter. That was actually pretty.
Yeah, we didn't get as bad as about an hour down south.
Right. That's exactly right. Well, Villa Grove, they canceled school. So, like, Villa Grove and everybody south basically canceled school. Luckily, I drove back from Chicago before the snow hit. But we had practice last night at 5, and I looked out the window about 6:30, and it was, yeah, we had to clean the car. So yeah. It was good. All right, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper. But, again, that brought to you the weather. That little weather chat brought to you by Illini Inn. Check them out at IlliniInn.com. Great food, great drink specials. It's a great place. It's brand new. So if you have not seen the Illini Inn since the old days, you're going to be shocked because it is beautiful inside. All right, The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lantes. Derek Piper, Trevor Valise is here. Alec is here. I see Isaac Ambrose is here. So we got a full crew today. I don't know if Isaac's just kind of hanging around or if he's going to be leaving, or but I'll give him a shout.
He likes us.
Yeah, does he? That'd be strange. I mean, you know, not many people like us, do they?
Not many interns, I think, leave here liking you.
Well, that's probably better, yeah. That's probably
the best place. They realize later in life that you got them ready for
that
great things.
For that mean boss.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm getting them all fired up for that. All right, football, we're going to start with this. We have not visited yet, since Illinois beat Old Dominion, so we'll talk about that victory. It was a game in which Illinois came out, took care of business like they should, and we're able to play a lot of the guys on the bench the last few minutes of the game. So Illinois wins at 69-55. It probably could have been a lot worse, but they get the win, and they did what they needed to do against the team. So I'm going to talk to Derek about that. Joe Burrow wins the Heisman Trophy. I don't think that was any shock. The Bears fall to the Packers. I want to talk to you guys about that. I know
you
you're not.
You can add in, don't think that was any shock.
No, right, exactly. I mean, it was a fairly decent game. I listened to it the whole way home. I love listening to Jeff Joniak do play-by-play. I think he's really good.
It had some hurt at the end.
Yeah, it did. It totally did. So we'll touch base on that. Sticking with football, though, it was not a great day for the Fighting Illini football team as they were in the, in the running for Antonio Doyle, who was the number 99 overall prospect. He's a linebacker from the St. Louis area. And, of course, Derek, Illinois with Corey Patterson has been doing so well in St. Louis that it's almost a shock when you don't get a St. Louis kid. But there have been a few that have obviously chosen to go elsewhere. Antonio Doyle did that today.
He did, yeah. It's disappointing. I guess yeah. You got your hopes up for landing someone that's in the top 100, four-star outside linebacker that obviously is a very, very good playmaker. Is going to choose an SEC school in Texas A&M. Hard to argue with that, but it's been hard for Illinois to get the high upside, the top of the line level recruits. Mookie Cooper being one of those, and you look in your own state, AJ Henning, wide receivers. So you do have two of the top eight players in St. Louis, and James Frenchie and Reggie Love. Only one of the top 25 in your own state. So it kind of shows that there's another step to be taken on the recruiting side for Illinois. Of course, they've done really well with transfers.
Sure.
And maybe we'll see one of those here this offseason. But that's why I think, again, the bowl game performance is important to me because it'll set the tone for the offseason. A lot of these guys make their decisions during the summer or before the season. And Illinois isn't quite there yet where they're consistently bringing in the top-level talent.
You scratched the itch that I want to get to, and that's the state of Illinois. We'll talk about that here in a second. But with regarding Doyle, he's the young man that had originally committed to Missouri, and then he reopened up his, or what do you call that? I guess he reopened.
Decommitted, opened up his recruitment.
Back up, and Illinois made a good push. He was here for the Wisconsin game. Then he was here the next week for the Rutgers game. So he saw the best of the best for Illinois this season. But ultimately, and I saw his quote today, was that he really wanted to play for Jimbo Fisher. He wanted to play for him in Florida State while he was down there. And, of course, he's now at Texas A&M. So I think that more than anything, and you can't fault the kid for that. Obviously, Texas A&M, a team that I think they only had like 7 wins this year, but they've been to a bowl game like 10 straight years. So obviously,
and they have pros.
And they have pros, including one of the best linebackers in the game.
And the helmet swinger, Mr. Miles Garrett.
That's right, right.
But Von Miller.
Von Miller is that guy. So obviously Antonio Doyle's going to go learn with, go to a school that he thinks hopefully can get him to the NFL. It's interesting that I sat there and I thought about this yesterday, believe it or not, and I thought, man, how fun would it be for the next 4 years if 3 of those 4 or even 2 of those 4 you looked out and you saw Shimon Cooper and Antonio Doyle running the linebacker crew for you. That would have been a fun little thing to watch.
Yeah, from St. Louis and kind of start that. I don't know if pipeline is the right word, but just the identity of linebackers from St. Louis, where Lovie Smith once coached on the Rams staff.
And, good call.
Of course, Corey Patterson has the ties down there, but Shimon Cooper is going to be a good one, and you hope that he's going to be ready to play sooner rather than later as far as with Daly Harding leaving and what are you going to do at the middle linebacker position. I'm not sure that Cooper's ready to slot in right away as a starter, and I don't know that Doyle would have been either. It's right. Hard to start as a freshman.
Sure.
It's not like Kofi coming in and all of a sudden make a big-time impact in basketball.
I thought of that with, like, Daly Harding. Daly Harding was a 3- to 4-star guy. He came here. I was expecting big things from him, and then – you know, injuries didn't help him, but all of a sudden, you know, his junior year, he's the special teams captain. That's it, as a junior. And I thought he would see the playing field in more of a traditional linebacker role by at least his junior year and maybe a touching of his sophomore year. But then now his senior year, he turns into an all Big Ten performer. So sometimes it takes a little longer for these guys to kind of get that, whether it be injuries, whether it be who's in front of you, or whether it be just learning the system. So you certainly don't expect a guy like Doyle or Shimon Cooper to come right in and play a lot, but you understand that you're building depth, Derek, sure. And that is what we kind of saw this year with Illinois, and hopefully next year as well, because when you build that depth, it's next man up. And so this year, Daly Harding moves on. And now who's going to fill his role? So you look for a guy like Shimon Cooper. Can he make the next jump to get up and be a starting linebacker? So it would have been big, but of course you lose him, and it is what it is. I guess you move on. But you scratch the itch. One guy out of the top 25 in the state of Illinois coming to Illinois. I'm not expecting miracles, even though when Lovie Smith was hired, I thought, oh, this could be big. You know, he's a guy that's a big name in Illinois, especially with maybe dads of kids that are players now from his time coaching the Chicago Bears. But you've got to start making an impact in the state of Illinois. I know that their recruiting ties are down in Texas, and you got a kid like Marquez Beeson. You got Calvin Avery, I think. Was he from Texas? Or am
yes,
I thinking of
Calvin,
yeah, Calvin Avery?
Texas.
You're getting a lot of kids from Florida. You understand that. But you can keep doing that, Derek, and you can keep bringing in a JUCO or two, and you can definitely keep bringing in these transfers. Eventually, though, you've got to be able to at least get something out of your home state. Right now, you're getting hardly anything.
Yeah, and that's been the case too often through Lovie Smith's tenure so far. And you look down the rankings pulled up on 24/7 Sports right now, and just from the top, A.J. Henning going to Michigan, number 2 going to Northwestern, A&M, Notre Dame. Illinois in there with Jaden Thompson, but then it's Iowa, Vandy, Missouri, Tennessee, Iowa, Northwestern, Wisconsin, Oregon, Northwestern, Iowa, Purdue. You're competing against the Iowas, the Purdues. Minnesota's done well.
Sure.
Some guys in your state as well. So when you look at the team rankings right now, Illinois last mostly because of volume in the Big Ten. But as far as average star rating, they're still behind the Minnesotas, the Iowas, the Wisconsins, the Purdues, teams that you're trying to jump.
Right.
And you need to do a better job. Look, transfers can come in and impact you right away, and they've done a great job there. But as far as getting the 4 year, the prep talent out of your state and out of this area, it needs to be better.
You got to start piling up wins, and not wins, but winning seasons. You did it this year with 6 wins. You're going to a bowl game, and you touched on that, how important it could be to get a victory in that bowl game against Cal on December 30th. Then you look at next year, where seemingly most of the freshmen you started 4 years ago, well, will be 4 years ago, will be playing for you next year. You're going to have a veteran team. You've got a lot of the transfers that are still here, which are going to help out. And you look at a guy like Pat Fitzgerald. Well, look what Northwestern's been able to do the last 4 or 5 years. I know they had a lousy year this year, but, hey, they still beat you. And for Fitzgerald, you know, a guy that is certainly brash, he's going to be telling everybody out there, look, we had one little hiccup. We're back next year. And even in our hiccup season, we still beat Illinois.
Yeah.
Those
with
are the
our
things
four-string quarterback.
With our four-string quarterback, right. And you look at a team like Iowa, who obviously Kirk Ferentz has done unbelievable things there for the last 20 years, and they're just rolling right now, so they get another victory over Illinois. So you look at next year. I mean, that's where, like, Iowa's coming November 7th. That to me, Derek, is circled because it's things like, not only can it help your season, it can help in the recruiting when you're going against teams that are coming into your state and out recruiting you.
Yeah, it's like in the lead up to the Iowa game where Lovey's talking about AJ Epenesa, and he said, we need to get a kid like that to stay home.
Amen.
We need to be able to convince him. And that's where I just think that the bowl game is going to have a decent amount of effect on your lasting impression going into the offseason, where if you're able to win that game, mostly you got to look pretty good in that
game.
Yeah. It's got to be competitive, because if somehow Cal beats you by a couple touchdowns, then you've lost 3 in a row going into the offseason. You're going to remember the Northwestern game. You're remembering the non-competitive bowl game. But if you win, you can sell again. Look, we were in a bowl when Purdue was not, when Nebraska was not, when Northwestern was not, and we won our game.
Yeah.
So we're going, no doubt, in the right direction. We have good stats on the defensive side as far as turnovers and everything. So I think that could help you kind of get that extra burst through spring ball. I know you bring in a lot of talent during June with the Friday Night Lights camps and everything.
Yep.
So that's important.
That momentum's real. I mean, you felt that momentum of that 4-game winning streak. Then you play well against Iowa, to the fact that you had a chance to win that game against Iowa. So even after the loss at Iowa City, you sat here and thought, you know what? This is an improving football team. This is a team on a roll. This is a good football team. And then all of a sudden, the stinker against Northwestern. So now I need that taste back out of my mouth. And it would be nice to go out and get a victory against Cal. It'll be tough in their backyard, essentially. But a lot of alumni for Illinois out there. A lot of Illini fans should be at that game at the Red Box Bowl. And I'm with you, Derek. You get a win there, and you kind of get that good taste back in your mouth. And then it's like, all right, here, what can we do now? We're going into a team. Illinois should be one of the most experienced teams in the Big Ten next year with an experienced quarterback. You know, you've got to, of course, do some things there at the running back position. You add Luke Ford back to that. You've got to replace some defensive linemen. They're doing a good job in recruiting at that position. However, those guys aren't going to be ready to play right away. So there again comes depth. So,
it's in Calvin Avery stepping up.
Big time. Huge. Huge would be, I mean, Avery and Beeson both could be huge for Illinois next year, for sure. So that's exactly what it's all about. And again, Antonio Doyle, number 99 overall prospect, according to 24/7 Sports. He's from St. Louis. He commits to Texas A&M and basically beating Illinois and Missouri in that battle. Missouri, I think, kind of fell off after he had decommitted, and then they changed coaches. Yes. So I'm sure in that situation, it basically came down between A&M and Illinois. Illinois gave it a good shot, just couldn't get it
done. Same with Antonio Johnson, who's also
good call,
been committed to Texas A&M, and looks like he's sticking with it.
All right, man, what's up with the Big Ten basketball?
Good luck on the road.
I mean, Ohio State is they might not lose in the Big Ten. Oh, wait. They just lost last night to Minnesota. What is going on with the Big Ten?
It's crazy. It's absolutely wild. Ohio State was number one, in line to be number one. They played a Minnesota team that was 4-5 entering last night, and they got handled. They lost 13 points, and Marcus Carr, the transfer from Pittsburgh, I believe.
Mm.
Yeah. Pittsburgh from Canada. You like that?
Oh, boy.
Goes for 35.
Wow.
35 on Ohio State, who was up in the top of the rankings as far as, you know, KenPom, defensive efficiency and everything. Caleb Wesson didn't have a great game, and it just shows you saw over the weekend when Rutgers
mm-hmm.
just hammered Seton Hall. Nebraska
by
beat
20.
Purdue.
Yeah, Nebraska beats Purdue.
What are you going to do on the road?
And it's
of
crazy.
Of course, the Illinois angle is like, man, if we could have just got that one.
I know.
College Park.
Yeah, you would have been the one team to win on the road, right?
Yeah.
And it would have been a big one for sure. At least you're 1-1. Well, we're going to talk about Big Ten basketball power rankings when we come back. The net rankings are out. You're going to have to explain to me again what exactly that means, but we'll look at Illinois and what they've done against quad 1, 2, 3, and 4 teams. We'll do all of that. I've got to leave early today, so you guys are going to do some Bears talk. I'm going to let you guys just...
We'll hash it out.
Yeah, just hash it out. Have a lot of misery. You know, misery loves company, so you and Trevor be able to do that today. Oh, I brought you a Chicago Sun-Times, by the way. It's got a lot of Bears stuff in it.
Oh, thanks.
So I didn't know if you'd want to read it or not, but I thought, well, I'll bring it down to Derek and Trevor and let them check it out. So a lot to do today. Of course, you can always weigh in. Kofi, by the way, I got to mention this. That's my fault. Kofi Coburn named co-Big Ten Freshman of the Week. That's the fourth time that he's been named that award. It's an Illinois record, and we are a month into his career?
Yeah.
At Illinois?
In 6 weeks of them handing out the award, he's won or shared 4 of them.
Do we realize how incredible that is?
Yeah, he's the only freshman in the country averaging a double-double. He's been incredible. Freshmen, particularly early, most of them have problems with consistency.
Right.
And all he's been is absolutely consistent.
Man, that's the best thing. You always say a lot of good things.
Oh, thank you.
That is the best thing. It makes so much sense when you say that, that word consistency. It's not him going out, going 18-16 one game and 6-4 the next. It's always right around a double-double. Old Dominion, a perfect example. What,
yeah, quiet
points?
11-9.
Oh, yeah, 11-9. It's like, man, just give him one more. Come on, stat guy.
Yeah.
One more rebound.
One more.
Just to give him who doesn't need that extra rebound?
You asking DeMonte maybe just to tap one up?
Yeah, just kind of leave it there for Kofi. Let's get him 10. I'm sure they don't count during the game. Although it's up on the board, I believe. They could see how many they have. Is that right? Do they show the rebounds? I can't remember.
They do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they
do. On the new scoreboard last couple of years. But after the Michigan game, he tied Ephraim Winters for most double-doubles through a freshman career at Illinois, and that was only Kofi's 10th game. He says 20-some more.
Boy, good memories of Ephraim Winters. Back in that 84 team that is probably could be argued the third best Illinois team in the modern era, a team that lost at Rupp Arena in the semifinals to get to the Final Four. Then, of course, the NCAA changed all the rules on that, but that was Bruce Douglas, I think Anthony Welch, and a guy like Ephraim Winters who always had a stick of gum in his sock during a game. I don't know why he did that, but he was number 24. So Ephraim Winters was a really good basketball player at Illinois. And
in case he dunked on somebody, he's like, hey, chew on this.
I like that. Ephraim was, you know, he was athletic, don't get me wrong, but he was just, I mean, he's just a good, solid player that did everything right. You know, didn't do anything great, but just did everything about right, if I'm remembering correct. Now, I was like 14 back then. And not necessarily, you know, I wasn't reading Twitter back then for everybody's hot take on Ephraim Winters, but it certainly seemed like he was a guy that was good for close to a double-double each game. And I guess you say that and you say, well, Lon, that seems pretty spectacular, but it just seemed like he would always be there in the end with stats. And that was a good Illinois basketball team and a good career that Ephraim had. So to be compared early on to a guy like Ephraim, for a lot of people, maybe your age or below, that don't necessarily know who Ephraim is, that's a really good comparison. I mean, that's something that you'd be proud of if you're Kofi.
And now Illini fans are ready to throw their weapon at Mr. Jeremiah Tillman.
Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about this week, don't we? It is Mizzou week. That's always fun, the bragging rights game. I keep forgetting to check if I have the SEC network on DirecTV. So I'm sure it's on there. I just got to figure out where it's at, and I don't know if I have that package or not. Seems like I pay $600 a month, so I ought to have it. I should have the channel, but we'll check and see one of these days. All right, so a lot to do today. If you want to weigh in, you can always text us at 359-2255. That's 359-2255. You can also follow us on Twitter, and that's at TheDrive93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to TayandPiper.podbean.com, stream us live at ESPNCU.com, or you can watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Dan with a shout-out here with Big George Montgomery. He and another person from the 217 texted that in. Another members of that 84 team. Also, Quinn Richardson and Doug Altenberger. Good call, Doug. I was about ready to say Altenberger, and then I paused because I'm like, hold on a second. It seemed like he wouldn't have played that early, but he did. He was definitely on that team. So a lot of that was a really good basketball team back in 84, and unfortunately they got hosed by the NCAA. But we're used to that, and it continues even to today. It is The Drive.
Did you know that Illini Mattress offers all of America's top mattress brands? Choose from Sealy, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest Black, and the brand new Adapt and Pro Adapt collections from Tempur-Pedic, all proudly made in the USA. Now is the time to get your best sleep. Take advantage of our interest-free financing for up to 60 months with approved credit. With our low price guarantee, full service delivery, and our exceptional customer service, what are you waiting for? Sleep healthier, live better at family-owned Illini Mattress.
Wow, Mommy, those are beautiful.
They sure are, Bugs. Daddy knew my birthday was coming up and sent me flowers.
That's nice, Mommy. When I get married, I want to send my wife flowers, too.
And you can. You'll just need to call the Blossom Basket florist.
No matter how young or old, flowers from the Blossom Basket are perfect for any occasion. Call 367-ROSE for the Blossom Basket in Champaign and Urbana.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket florist.
Music all over the house, and I love listening to talk radio. And if I want to listen to any of that, I just turn to Sonos. Andy from Premier Sound is with me. What's up, my man?
What's up, buddy? How are you doing today?
You have been talking to me about Sonos for so long. Explain a little bit how awesome this product is.
Absolutely, buddy. Sonos, the best way to describe it is the coolest streaming music service system on the planet. You could come into Premier Sound, you could buy a speaker. Literally, and the speaker is the size of a quart of oil. You could get one the size of a shoebox.
Awesome.
You could get one as large as a sound bar, and you literally control every one of those boxes. Or even if you have speakers in your house, you control all of those from your phone, your laptop, your iPad, your Android phone. Any smart device you have, you could literally, and I'm not exaggerating, buddy, you could stream unlimited radio stations, 110,000 radio stations from everywhere in the world, tens of thousands of podcasts, and every kind of music you could imagine under the sun all from your phone. You got to come check it out.
Premier Sound.
Come see me. Corner of Prospect and Bradley in Champaign.
Fly into the holiday season with Cardinals ticket packs. 5, 6, and 10-game ticket packs are on sale now and feature the season's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the opening day pack, the jersey pack, the bobblehead pack, weekend packs, and more. For a limited time, upgrade your pack to a premium pack to guarantee all-included promo items. Ticket packs start at just $54 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Fly into the holiday season with all-inclusive Cardinals tickets. All-inclusive tickets start at just $54 and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game. Choose from the newly renovated Legends Club, the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, National Car Rental Club, and more. Give the gift of date nights, the gift of family time, the gift of Cardinals baseball. Get your single game all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/holiday.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you,
oh my gosh,
you know, the kind of gift that makes you,
no way,
or even,
awesome.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 Accord from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers. Hurry into your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you,
oh my gosh,
you know, the kind of gift that makes you,
no way.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 Civic from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
Based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
Honey, we need to sit down uninterrupted and focus on our holiday plan.
I agree. My favorite new place to eat is Everyday Kitchen, and Logic can provide the childcare as we eat. I took a 10-minute tour of the place at Neal Street near Fox Drive. They've got three stimulating classrooms with their play and learn environments based on peer groups.
What? Our kids are cared for and may learn something in this process?
Yes. Let's see if you can bring it up online.
Okay. I found details at logic.org.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide technologies in Champaign make sure your virtual private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359-8041. Or head to their website at www.areawidetech.com and let them take the confusion of cybersecurity out of your hands.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic, Trey Wingo, and Mike Golic Jr.
A lot of teams talk about building a culture, and that's the catchphrase. Well, we're building a culture. It's a lot of times it doesn't work out. So far, Sean McDermott and company are building that culture. And we see where it's going because Josh Allen is going to be their quarterback, and this offense is never going to be that offense that puts a lot of points on the board. Josh Allen this year, 18 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, 2,800 yards, just under 60% completion. It's not going to be that good. He's going to run well at times. He'll throw well at times. They need a running game. They need a strong defense. They need a complete team to be competitive in Buffalo.
Right now, I think the Bills are doing a great job of embracing the things that Josh Allen does well as they try and fine-tune the rest of it. It's not something you can count on consistently yet with Josh, despite all the arm strength, is going downfield and winning accurately.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
So guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walmart.
Call CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, for pricing and schedule your equipment survey today. Now, heavy equipment is not performing 100%. CMI can help. They do preventative maintenance on wet and dry vacs, sweepers, scrubbers, and most commercial cleaning equipment. Preventative maintenance with CMI keeps your commercial cleaning equipment performing at its peak. Call CMI at 217-359-6262 today to schedule an appointment. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts.
That's kind of like me, heavy, not performing at 100%. I wonder if CMI can help me. Hey, we're going to help.
Planet Fitness will sponsor that one.
We're going to help you today. We're looking for people who have never been to the Blossom Basket. Today at 5:30, we're going to give away. We're going to have you text in, and you have a chance to win a Stever giveaway, and it's $50 to Blossom Basket Florist. They have two locations, of course, at the Village of the Crossing in Champaign and Cunningham Avenue in Urbana. These will need to be used within 7 days, and you'll fill out a little survey to let us know what you think of Blossom Basket Florist. I guarantee you it's going to be a good survey because they are just incredible with this. So we're going to do that at 5:30 today, and what we're asking, I know a lot of you have won a lot of stuff on our airwaves, and we're appreciative of that you listen and excited that you've won, but today we're going to try to give these away to somebody that has never been to Blossom Basket. We want some new people to go check out what a great business it is here in Champaign-Urbana. So we're going to do that in the 5 o'clock hour. We were talking about, you mentioned Ephraim Winters,
And I kind of went on and talked how cool it was, you know, to watch Ephraim and those guys. So I brought up that 84 team. It was Ephraim Winters, Bruce Douglas, Doug Altenberger, George Montgomery, Big George, they called him. You couldn't move him, Dirk. He was a load. Quinn Richardson. How about old Scott Mintz? Tom Schaefer didn't play much. Averaged about three a game. Tony Weisinger, of course, and on Anthony Welch on that team. They had a guy named Drag Marinkovic. I don't remember him. D-R-A-G. I assume they called him Drog. So that's pretty cool. That's fun. Fred wanted to call in and talk about Ephraim Winters. He used to watch him. Fred, how you doing today?
Oh, wonderful. Great show, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
It was Ephraim Winters was he always won the battle of the boards. I mean, he would rebound. He would take on the guy, the other team's big man. He was so strong. But the cool thing was, when he was a freshman, was Bruce Douglas, they'd come out of a timeout, and Bruce Douglas would alley-oop it, and Ephraim would just jump over, basically almost to the top of the backboard and slam it home.
Incredible.
He was so good at that. But, you know, that whole team was just defense and rebounding. They were a ball to watch. They really were. And Altenberger. And if you notice, most of those guys came from the state of Illinois.
Yep. That's true.
Which was quite, you know, I remember Bruce Douglas came from that Quincy juggernaut when they won the state thing. His brother Dennis and Payne was on there. But they, you know, going to an Illini game was, even if you sat in C-section back then, was just awesome.
It was good stuff.
Ephraim came from that Chicago King thing family with Sonny Cox. I just wanted to call in because a lot of people really never saw Illinois basketball, you know, silly thing. It was battle of the boards and all that, Lou Henson. But they were disciplined. They didn't make mistakes mentally. And they rebounded, and they did all the things they needed to do to win.
Awesome.
And Quinn Richardson was the best sixth man. I mean, you know, at the end of the game, I still remember him hitting free throws against Michigan State.
He was good.
I think that might have been the night that Giles was there and Heathcote bounced the ball, hit himself in the chin.
We all remember that. We do remember that. Hey, Fred, great call, buddy. Appreciate you chiming in.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys' show. And I'm a Cardinal fan through and through, and I would not doubt the Cardinals pick up Dallas Keuchel.
Okay.
I think that's where they're headed and everything else. But, you know, one thing I want to say about Kofi is he the one we should be worried about leaving after this year or not? Because, my goodness, nobody can guard him.
I agree with you.
And I just think, goodness sakes, I mean, I can't wait to have him go up to – I would be surprised if Tillman doesn't get his clock cleaned on Saturday.
Well, he'll be in foul trouble for sure. Hey, Fred, we got a roll, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, good stuff from Fred. It is funny. He brought up a lot of different things. I don't know that the Cardinals are going to be in for Keuchel because I think they're going to spend too much. But I think they're going to make Carlos that fifth starter. I don't think they want to spend the kind of money to get Keuchel, who last year I know wasn't signed until halfway through the year. But I think this year the market is going to come to him, and he's going to make pretty good money.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it. I'd like to get a lefty in the rotation.
I agree.
And Bumgarner, a lot of the word was that it was going to be over 100 mil. It was 85.
85 over 5, right? So 17 a year.
So maybe you can get a discount because Keuchel's not at Bumgarner's level.
No, get Keuchel for three, maybe
playoff
3 years.
Experience.
Yeah,
I'd
be fine with that.
Was Keuchel the starter game 5 against the Cardinals?
He started two of those games.
Yeah.
I think he started two of those games. Yeah, so not good there. But that's all right. Maybe he was just showing off.
Yeah, that's right.
He was telling the Cardinals, look, I want to be on the team.
Committing to you guys winning.
Right. I was looking at this with that team, that 6-4. I don't know why all of a sudden we're on this 83-84 Illinois team, but because we mentioned Ephraim, their average height, you know what the average height of that team? Now, this is a team, Derek, that went all the way to the Elite Eight. You know what the average height on that team was?
No.
6'4".
Really?
And the average year's experience on that team, 1.4.
Hey.
How about that? High school parade All-Americans, yeah, two. Winters and Douglas were both of those. And just an unbelievable basketball team back in 83-84. I don't think we ever give them their due for sure on that. Kofi, I know I asked you guys last week, should I be concerned, kind of like Fred said, but you guys were saying he's not even listed in the top 100 players in college basketball right now.
he's not based on just his style, but the longer he dominates, the more you're going to wonder. And it would be great for Illinois if the feedback was get a free throw line jumper, be a little more mobile, and do it for one more season. Because imagine, I don't know what the comp is at another sport, in, whether it's football or baseball, where a game doesn't necessarily he dominates the college level but doesn't necessarily translate.
That's a good point.
To the NFL. Maybe a quarterback that is a runner first more than a thrower, but still, I mean.
That's a great – I'm sitting here trying to think in my head. You've had guys like David Klingler. I don't know why he came up to me, but he was more of a passer who was a Heisman guy and didn't end up making it in the – I mean, didn't do anything in the NFL, in other words. I think he played a few years. But, yeah, I mean, it's a great point. Somebody that dominated in college and then the next professional league really wasn't
the style – because the style has evolved to where, again, I've said many times, if Kofi was playing in – this is 1995.
Ugh.
He's a lottery pick,
and maybe in 10 years it's always one of those comes around, right? I mean, we'll be rolling our jeans soon again, like we did back in the 80s. So I'm sure Kofi and that size of guy will be coveted again one day in the Big Ten, in college basketball or in the NBA. Shut up, Lon. But I assume for right now, I mean, there might be a spot on a roster, but a guy like Smith from Maryland, is going to go really high because he's fast. He can lead. I mean, I know Kofi's faster than we thought, but
that's the point, though. I think he's better conditioned than we thought.
Yep.
He's more mobile than we thought. He's defended so far better on the perimeter. I know pick and roll, and see, in the NBA, there's a ton of pick and roll.
Right.
A ton of pick and roll and pick and pop. And could he get out to a pick and roll on Anthony Davis?
Good call.
Or if he sold out to get his hand up on the three, would Anthony Davis go right by?
Yep. I mean, again, I said it the other day. Giannis is Kofi's height, and Giannis is basically a point guard in the NBA.
Right. The counter is if Jalen Smith's someone that's going high second round, Kofi ate his lunch in the first half.
He did. He totally did. So if you're the NBA, do you take a chance? But right now, and that's why maybe a lot of us that don't think Io's doing enough to be an NBA guy, I'm telling you, NBA scouts may look at a game, they do look at a game completely different. Now, I'm not saying that what he's done this year is going to automatically mean he's a first rounder or lottery guy, but he's got the 6'4 frame, he's fast with the ball, and he may do things that NBA scouts look at and say that will equate to our league and not so much in college.
There's a lot of open floor opportunities in the NBA, a lot of transition, which suit Io better, but then again, you've got to be able to hit the three ball better than he is. He's at, 28%?
I agree.
You got to be able to beat someone off the dribble. So he's still got to show more in that facet.
Who was the little guy that killed us for Miami Lights?
Chris Likes.
Chris Likes probably isn't even – there's probably not an NBA team even looking at him.
Probably not.
And it's because he's
got
too
one
small.
More year and he's too small.
Yeah, he's too small, but yet he's averaging probably 20-some a game, and Io's averaging about 15. I mean, that's the funny thing about Io. He's still averaging like 15 a game. You look at that. I mean,
that's true. Needs to do better against high major.
Yeah, agree.
Against the big time competition. This is a big opportunity for him in the bragging rights game. Where last year he had 2 points,
Jeez.
2 points and 4 fouls, and of course that was the last game before he really went off in Big Ten play.
That's right.
But this will be a big stage, a chance for him to show out, and the matchup against Mark Smith is going to be an interesting one.
Chris and Muhammad has been waiting. Chris, how you doing, buddy? Uh-oh, we kept Chris waiting too long. Chris, are you there, buddy? All right, maybe Chris will call back. It sounds like he wanted right now, and this is nearly impossible, what would our first team All-Big Ten team be right now? Let me think here. You'd have to go through each team, and I'd try to make a pick on each team.
Statistically, you have to put Luka Garza in there.
Garza for sure. Kofi. Would he be first team?
Yeah, can you put two centers in there? Why not? Yeah, we can just pick the five best players.
Anthony Cowan?
Yeah.
Although in the Big Ten games, I mean, Cowan against Illinois, did he go off against Illinois that well? I don't recall.
I think he had 21 or something like that. He wasn't super efficient before that last three.
Yeah, that's true. And he did make that last three, so I guess that should give you some kudos. So I'd say Cowan would be on that list. Definitely Luka Garza.
Yep.
In my head, I'm trying to go through, like, Michigan. Is there a guy on Michigan that you'd put on there?
See, Simpson is one of the top assist men in the country. Not quite the scoring average.
But he's getting you 8 or 9 assists a game.
Yeah, nine right now.
And he got Cassius nine Winston's against
averaging 17 points a game. Lamar Stevens is in the conversation.
Yeah. Mike Watkins has done some good things. Who's the kid from Minnesota that just went off?
Marcus Carr.
So I know it's too hard right now. It's too hard to guess that right now after only two games. There's only one Big Ten game left before the non-conference hits again. And then, of course, after the new year, we'll start the next roll of Big Ten games. I don't think they play before the New Year's, do they? I think Illinois' next game would be after the New Year's in terms of a Big Ten team.
Yes, January 2nd at East Lansing.
So I think it's after basically New Year's Eve, the new year on, the Big Ten will start back up, but it's Northwestern hosting Michigan State. Now, so far, the Big Ten, there has not been one team went on the road in the Big Ten. Can Michigan State maybe break that at Northwestern?
Really curious to what Vegas sets that line at.
I agree.
Because there's just been some stinky ones for the home team.
I mean, Nebraska upsetting Purdue. And Nebraska's horrible.
We think. They went to overtime at Indiana.
Well, that's true.
But they've had some moments where they've been horrible.
I mean, in the non-conference, they were yes. losing to teams that you never even heard of.
Yep, exactly.
It's weird. All right, when we come back, Big Ten basketball power rankings. Currently, there's a 12-team tie for second place. Every team is 1-1. I mean, that's crazy. That is crazy. So we'll go through that. If you've got any Big Ten thoughts, send them in 359-2255. It is The Drive.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200. $100 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. In Bryant in the khaki shorts, your TNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Better like their Detroit-style pizza. Hand-pressed and baked to the thickest, crispiest crunch. Get a large Jet specialty pizza of your choice, just $16.99. Code SPEC2. Jets. Better because it has to be.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a deer to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a deer. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear. More driven.
The holidays. Time for hot cocoa, mistletoe, and spreading joy. A different kind of joy. The joy of pushing your limits on snowy mornings.
You feel that, Peloton? That's greatness.
The joy of getting the right motivation when you think you can't go any further.
Don't back down now.
The joy of giving it all you've got. Until tomorrow. Because our kind of joy will keep you coming back for more.
Peloton, way to work. Great job, everybody.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, guys.
guys at Shane from Marzotti's. Hard to believe, but Christmas is less than 40 days away. And I'm here to remind you that gift certificates from Marzotti's Pizza make a great gift or stocking stuffer. Right now, buy $25 in gift certificates and get $5 for yourself. You're giving and receiving when you shop local with Marzotti's Pizza. Again, buy $25 in gift certificates and get $5 for yourself. We're making your holiday shopping easy this year. Stop in Marzotti's at 701 South Gregory in Urbana or give us a call at 328-2334.
It's The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, Lante, Derek Piper. Don't forget, go Stever around 5:30 today. It's Blossom Basket Florist, and we are going to be looking for people that have never been to Blossom Basket Florist. So make sure to tune in then. You'll have a chance to win $50, and you can either get out of the doghouse or get ahead in life.
True.
You want to work ahead in that situation. You always want to work ahead, Derek, so I'm throwing that out to you.
My fiance has always told me the best thing you can do is give me flowers on a day when you're not supposed to give me flowers.
Boom. I like that.
So that's some advice.
Like, surprise her with something.
Yeah.
Even if it's a card, a Hallmark card or whatever, take them a Snickers bar. Anything surprises, that means you've been thinking about them. That's all that matters. All right. Big Ten basketball. Right now, Michigan State's 1-0. And they have a half-game lead in the Big Ten over 12 teams. And Northwestern's 0-1, and they're only a half game behind 12 teams. There are 12 teams that are 1-1 in the Big Ten. What is going on, Derek?
It's a deep conference. It's a deep league, and it's impossible to win on the road for some reason. I can't imagine, number one, if somehow Northwestern beats Michigan State, which I would be absolutely shocked. Mm. Then again, I would have said similar things about Ohio State losing at Minnesota.
Or Purdue and Nebraska.
I don't remember the last time this has ever happened.
I don't either. And we live in a now society, Derek. I say that all the time. I don't remember things that happened 3 years ago. Not to the extent that a lot of you guys do. But we live in a now society to where we think whatever happens now is just incredible and it's never happened before.
That's true.
There's a chance this has happened before, but there's no way in my lifetime there's been 12 teams. I know back then there were 10. So back then, maybe there was a chance that there were 8 teams that were 1-1 after 2 games. Maybe there was a chance. But
and every single home team won?
Yeah. And
I don't know.
That's weird. So Northwestern can carry this through all every game to where they're 2-0. What is what is the power rankings right now? Do you still put Ohio State at the top of this league?
I still personally would because I think they're the deepest team, and I think they have – I don't know. Kofi is making this tough, and so is Luka Garza, but I would still – if you ask me who's the best big in the conference, I would still point to Caleb Wesson.
Yeah.
And I just think they can go 8 deep. They have good freshmen, one I won't mention, good guard play. They play really, really good defense. They won at North Carolina. So I would lean Ohio State for number one, but of course – Maryland, Michigan, Michigan State are all in the vicinity. I just think Ohio State has an edge.
Isn't that amazing? You just said two of the teams Illinois has already played. And, you know, I know it's only 2 games.
And Illinois led those 2 teams for a combined 65 minutes of the 80 available.
Do you think Illinois is that good? In other words, let's say they would have taken care of Maryland and they would have been 2-0 atop the Big Ten with wins over 2 top 5 teams in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know rankings change, and those 2 teams, Michigan may end up being 15th overall in the country one day or whatever. But the point is, at the time, they're both top 5 teams in the country. If Illinois was sitting here at 2-0 in the Big Ten after wins over those 2, would you sit here and think they're the best team in the Big Ten?
I would still be hesitant. I just think there's a large variable, or not maybe super large, but Illinois has as good of a ceiling as anybody in the Big Ten.
Agree.
But there's a variance where if Iowa isn't playing great or their defense lapses, their half court offense is still my biggest question mark.
Yep.
And they can be
Their 3-point shooting still scares me.
True. That's a good point too.
I mean, their overall shooting is good, but their 3-point shooting is not very good. And that's the thing that always scares me because it seems like in today's college basketball, that's what you win games with. But Illinois is kind of doing this, I'm sorry, the Big Ten in general, you'd like to say Illinois is kind of doing this a little different because they got a big man in the middle. But every team, it seems like, with Reavers at Wisconsin and Harms at Purdue and Teske at Michigan and on and on and on
Garza.
And on. Garza. I mean, all,
Smith,
it seems like
Weston.
Every team has the same M.O., basically, going into every game. But it's what's funny about that, and I'm with you in terms of Illinois' ceiling could be as high, I guess. I mean, I have trouble saying that because I don't believe it yet. Like, yeah. I have to be – I have been beaten down enough over the last decade for me to just sit here and say, well, you had two – you basically should be 2-0 against two top five teams in the country – and you have a ceiling to where you can win the Big Ten. I just don't think that. And I think it's because of what you said. What's your basement? Are you going to be able to go to Nebraska and get a win? Are you going to be able to go to Minnesota and get a win? I don't know that this team can, but after two games, maybe we should lean on that side and say, well, look, they just went toe-to-toe with Maryland and Michigan and should have beaten them both.
What you like this year as opposed to some years past at Illinois is their consistency on defense so far. And again, it's really a three-game sample size because you go back to the Miami game and they got lit up for 50 in the first half. Arizona gave them problems. Arizona's given a lot of people problems with their offense. But if Illinois can be, I thought going into the year, if they could be a top 100 defensive efficiency team, then they'd be in a position because their offense would be that good. Now, their offense hasn't, well, of course, with Kofi, but overall, I expected to see a little bit better guard play.
I agree.
And half-court offense. But they're top 50 right now in defense. So when you're able to do that, I think you can put their top six in their rotation up with anybody in the Big Ten. Their bench still you have questions about their bench.
Agree.
Outside of Feliz coming off the bench, Griffin, I guess DeMonte's starting,
yep.
But Tev.
Kipper. The thing that still worries me is even against Old Dominion, you had 15 assists. That's great. You had 17 turnovers. Yeah. I still don't understand with three experienced guards, and not just experienced guards, but three quality, high-quality guards, that you still have this big of an issue with turnovers. I don't know. It's not like the style of play, Derek, is one that you're just like, you know, the old Loyola Marymount where you're scoring 120 points a game and you're going up and down the court as fast as anybody in the country. I mean, I think they play fast. Brad wants to play fast. But in the half-court set, they just turn the ball over.
Turnovers aren't really run-and-gun turnovers.
No.
They're sloppy turnovers, whether it's a Georgie offensive foul or moving screen.
Can that be corrected?
It can be. You just got to be more disciplined.
Yeah.
Iowa's decision-making has to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And
Georgie's had a few games where, look, Georgie's a good passer for a big man. He's a really good
passer.
Really
good ones.
But there's also been a couple where he's just gotten lazy on a pass. And sometimes when you're trying to feed the post constantly like they do a lot with Kofi, that's going to lend itself to a couple of balls batted away or a couple that you just throw away. I get that. I'm not asking them to be perfect, but I am asking a team that has three high-quality guards to have more assists than turnovers on a nightly basis. And right now that's not the case. And that's weird. And I don't know what their average is this year with assist to turnovers. I assume it's negative. I assume they do not have as many assists as they do turnovers. Now, I could be wrong, but
it's probably close.
Is it close? Because I haven't seen many games where they've had more assists than turnovers.
Right.
So I don't.
As far as turnover percentage, you're turning it over on just less than 22% of your possessions, which is 290th in college basketball.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. So, well, and you would feel like that's something that can get corrected. I agree. Hey, on the text line, I like this. Mark said, hey, I'm picking up my half-price pizza from Rosati's. Advertising works. Amen, Mark. Thanks for sending that in. Now you got me wanting Rosati's today. Half-price pizza, baby, at Rosati's. Take advantage of that. All right, when we come back, net rankings. It came into play last year. I didn't bother to learn it because I hoped it'd be a one-year thing, kind of like war.
Well, you didn't need to learn it because Illinois wasn't relevant
well,
enough.
That's a good point. So what is net rankings? I'm going to have you try to explain that to me.
It's like looking at bowl projections, Illinois football this year.
It is.
Was that a thing before? Or we just didn't need to?
I don't know. Hey, I did get a text back from Mike Kelly, voice of the Missouri Tigers, going to join us this week. So we'll talk to Mike and get us ready for the Bragging Rights game on Saturday. Got to catch a break. It is The Drive.
DollarShaveClub.com, while best known for their razors, have other shave products that will take your shave up a notch. If you've been wanting to check them out, their Ultimate Shave Starter Set is the perfect way to try their best shave for just $5. It comes with everything you need for an amazing shave. a weighty metal handle, two high-quality six-blade razor cartridges, exfoliating prep scrub, shave butter, and post-shave dew. Dollar Shave Club can also save you time and money. They'll automatically ship to you when you need it, from once a month to a few times a year. Put the quality of Dollar Shave Club's products to the test. Their Ultimate Shave Starter Set includes everything you need for that amazing shave. Their six-blade razor, prep scrub, shave butter, and post-shave dew all for just $5. Then, they automatically ship full-size replacement products at regular prices. Get your Ultimate Shave Starter Set for just $5 at dollarshaveclub.com/WW1. That's dollarshaveclub.com/WW1. dollarshaveclub.com/WW1.
Aw, it's a BB gun.
What's wrong, Ralphie? It looks like there are two more gifts over there. Open them.
It's a moving truck! It's two professional movers! Wow! I got two men in a truck for Christmas! Now we don't have to deal with moving in the winter on our own! This is the best Christmas ever!
Get your holidays moving stress-free. Go to twomenchampagne.com to start your free estimate.
Full-size moving trucks will not fit under most Christmas trees. Movers and trucks are not sold separately.
You're listening...